Excuse me, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Holy zombie Jesus!
Revolution without dancing is a revolution not worth having.
My calculations are correct.
Television is the explanation for this. You see this in bad television.
Swallow your soul! Swallow your soul!
This isn't cool.
That sounds like something out of science fiction.
You live in a spaceship, dear.
What was that?
It was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing. And it must pop, pop, pop!
From 5 to 7, it must be green. Okay? Okay?
Okay, we should be live.
No, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, unfortunately. Now, seriously, we are on Pride 48 for... That's why I said we can only really do it for an hour, because Cocktails and Cream Puffs is up at 7. But... And I told him, I said, it will probably be on here, because Jack Lope is just all sorts of fucked over, so... This is, yeah. If we want to record it, this is the only place we can do it. So
yeah.
I'll go into Pride 48 and see if anybody's chatting.
Yeah. Anyway, hi everyone. Yes, I've returned from the dark and the world without called the world without internet, which I still don't have, but I'm looking at internet, but I'm using a phone. Coffee.
Okay, nobody's in the chat room. There was only like Toppy and a couple of other people, but I thought maybe somebody would sneak in. That's fine.
But no, Toppy will be back.
Yeah.
Toppy always comes back.
He always comes, probably too, but anyway. We, getting ready for Pride 48, I found out my tablet is dead. So, I need to figure out what I'm going to do for a tablet if I want to bring one with me.
Yeah.
My dad's going to bring his laptop, so I'm not really too concerned about it. But I was basically using it.
Okay. Hold on. I really want to think about the fact that your dad, who's coming down to Vegas. Dad is coming down to Vegas with you during Gay Pride weekend. That's going to be some real fun stuff right there. Mm-hmm.
My dad is deaf as a post. He's not going to go and listen to the shows. He can't hear them. And especially, even if he had a good hearing aid, that place is going to be in the Excalibur, in a place fairly accessible to everybody else, because one of the deals is, if you talk to somebody, or you can promote the shows, so we will have all sorts of weird people probably showing up. I can't wait to see what my crowd's going to be like. But, yeah. That's kind of why I wanted my mom and my dad to go with, because... there's just no way Dad's going to be able to go any of the shows. He won't hear them. I will try to get him to Greetings from Nowhere, just so he can meet the ladies from the theater, because they've never met them before. They've never met anybody from... the only people from Wenatchee they knew were Angela's family. They never... I wasn't very active in stuff at that point, so they've never met anybody. That's the other reason I wanted them to be able to meet the Greens from Nowhere girls. I thought that they'd get a real kick out of it. And I know the GFN ladies will get a kick out of my dad, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so now I tried calling up Shopko and they said, well, the Polaroid warranty is still good because it's not even 6 months old. So it's like, okay. And they're like, do you want us to try? God damn it, this is such a piece of shit. The guy at Shopko, so I got my warranty all registered because I had one of those replacement plan deals. And it was for 2 years, and it was $2 or $10. It's like, okay. But for the first year, the warranty is still good, and I bought it in December. So yeah. It's like, do you want us to transfer you? Okay, well, then I was sitting on the phone for like 8 minutes. I'm looking, it's like, it's 4:30. I have to hang up because I got to get ready for finite exposure. So tonight, once I'm done here, I'll call him up again. I also had some fuckwit call me. There's a lady who had this number that's apparently gotten in trouble legally in Florida. Big fucking deal for me. I keep getting automated calls saying, "Hello, so and so. You have this case or something, and we need to talk to you about it. You need to turn off the speakerphone because I'm hearing myself."
Just me. I'm pretty sure that's probably not you in the background.
Okay. Well, some of it is, but okay. Anyway, so I was working this.
Turn the TV up loud.
Ah. Well, I was listening to something, and I was trying to get ready for work, and this guy called, and it's like, you've heard my answering machine message. It's long for a reason, because nobody ever leaves a fucking message. So he started talking twice.
Yeah.
And then when it finally stopped, he just said, you need to call because you have an action against you in Florida. This is the number. Call me at here. I'm like, what the fuck? I know who you're calling for. You know a man answered.
Yeah.
What the fuck? They must think that she lives here with me and that she's ducking the phone call. So I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, okay, this is me. What address do you have for this person? Because you're calling Minnesota. Okay? There is nobody, as far as I know, that's ever lived in this apartment with that name. And even if they did, they probably wouldn't have the same number.
Yeah.
That's just so fucking annoying because, like, dude, shut up. If he tries to get cross with me, I'm just going to shout out. You were the stupid fucker who tried to interrupt my answering machine twice, and when it did let you talk, you never said who you were calling for.
Yeah.
Because I know you ain't calling for me. I have no reason to have anything legal, especially not against me, going in Florida, of all places.
Yeah. That's where it gets a little kind of fucking weird, man.
Well, I'm wondering if I didn't piss somebody off finally, so they're trying to sue me for something. Good luck with that, by the way. Yeah, how the fuck did they get my number then? I never say my number on the air.
No.
But yeah, so now once I'm done in between here and Cocktails from Cream Puffs, I have to call that idiot. And I'm not going to make it easy for him. I will call him at 6 or whenever, and I will leave a message for him. But I'm also going to tell him the next time that he starts talking during my answering machine message and then doesn't have the decency to leave a name who the message is for, I'm just going to delete it. Because that's bullshit. I know I'm not. I have never even been in the South of America any further than Branson, Missouri. I mean, come on. What the fuck? I can point to Florida in a map. That's fairly easy. It looks like a big dick, okay? That's fairly easy to spot on a map. But I've never been there. I have no desire to be there. I know somebody who lives there. But he doesn't have my new number either. And I don't think Angela has it. I mean, he sure as hell wouldn't bring a suit against me for anything. I don't know. People being stupid and not leaving a goddamn message. So what is the point of even having an answering machine when nobody will leave you a fucking message?
Well, that's the world around us. It only happens.
Yeah, that's true.
As we were having a discussion last week, of the longer I think about the world around us, the angrier I get.
That's pretty much the reaction everybody gets. The more you think about what's going on, the more you hate it and yourself for putting up with it.
Yeah. Yeah, the world around me just kind of like, fuck it. Especially when I have no, like, internet, so I can't sit there and go, you know, fuck you all. No, I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this no internet thing is rather more hassle, since the closest internet connection for me to fucking use is 10 miles away.
Hastings.
Hastings, friend's house, you know, Safeway. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, that I still don't understand why they don't have local internet, aside from the fact that some fuckwit probably abused it. So, that's the only thing, and I know that happens because my dad's done it. So, there's idiots all over that will just use somebody else's time or somebody else's connection rather than get their own. Kind of sucks, honestly.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. I don't have regular transportation.
What are you doing, taking the bus?
Well, no, I don't have a regular transportation. Period. That's just like, don't have the money to waste.
Yeah.
That is the fun, glorious part of life, is no job, no money, can't do a fucking thing.
Yeah, well, at least you got a cell phone for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. It's at least a step forward. Though, you know, I'm still sitting there going, Jesus fucking Christ. And here's the stupid thing. Here's a really stupid thing. My net provider shut me off almost a month ago. They're still charging me.
Well, that's illegal.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be able to charge you for services you can't use.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, are you fucking kidding me? I haven't been able to use it in almost a month, and you're still charging me for your service? Excuse me?
I would talk to them about that, and if they try to bitch around it.
Won't listen to a damn word because, you owe money, and so, you know, it's like, You're fucking kidding me, right?
You do owe money, but because you owe money, your services were disconnected. Therefore, there is no reason for these new charges to be there. If it's disconnected, what the hell's the point of charging you? You can't get any use out of it.
Well, I mean, that's the same rational thing, but, you know, we are talking about an evil corporation who's, pretty much fucking stupid. Dealing with the idiot landlords.
Well, if I could find a way, I'd go. We got a local here called Hickory Tech that's just DSL, but still like 30 megs or 20 megs. It's not that bad. And I would just, I've really been tempted a few times to say fuck Charter. Call up that, say, can I keep my phone line? And even, I mean, honestly, for what I do, I don't play main games anymore. I watch YouTube and stuff, but you don't need that good of a connection.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe even get a 1 or a 5, or hell, even a 10 meg speed would be fine enough for me. The most that I do is I upload and use Dropbox for our podcasts.
Yeah. But
the podcast, because of the encoder I'm on, isn't even 70 megs anymore. So it's just mostly used for uploading. I mean, so I don't need huge amounts of speed. But I'm tempted to call them up and say, okay, yeah, Charter fucking sucks.
Can you offer me a better deal?
Well, even if they could offer me
at the same
price, just to get rid of Charter would most likely be worth it. Because I'm paying for the phone, I'm paying for the line, and now I'm paying $15 for a fucking router. Because it's a router-modem combo. And it's a cable one, so it cost me like $200 to get one.
Yeah.
I would just rather, because a lady I know here is on it, and they give you the router and the modem for free at over at Hickory Tech. So, I mean, if I pay about $70 now, if it was 70 or even 80, I wouldn't really scoff at that if I could just get rid of Charter. I don't know.
Well, and see, I live out in the boonies, so already right there it becomes an issue getting, you know, any sort of service. Living out in the boonies in an old house that needs, you know, a lot of repair. Well, yeah, that's why I was going with Charter.
You have Localtel for the alternative there, don't you? Because that was up by where I used to live.
Yeah, Localtel is like the only alternative because everyone else collapsed.
Yeah, didn't they used to have Quest out there?
Quest, a few others used to, CompuServe used to offer internet.
CompuServe disappeared years ago.
Yeah, CompuServe just completely just disappeared off the map around here. So my options for internet are severely limited, which is, yeah, a real problem. Well, like I was actually getting the service I was paying for. I was getting overcharged, and they know they were overcharging me.
Yeah, well, they were doing that with me, too. I was on a, although they won't say it, I was getting a three-tier plan, phone, cable, and internet. And it was $88.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I wasn't getting my internet from them. I had to pay another $30 because it went through the building.
Yeah.
So I should have been paying $68 like I am now and then paying $30 to the building. So I freed up $50 just by dropping that. So, and I don't, I mean, even with Doctor Who, with the website that you and I know of, I'm not going to make that mistake again where I sign up just for Doctor Who. I can watch that online if I want to.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
Which actually, which finally does get us around to like talking geek. Because we've been at this for half an hour now.
You're going to bring up the quote-unquote news, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't give a shit less. I really couldn't. Go ahead, though, because we need to talk about it. And then I'll explain my thoughts on it once you kind of intro it there.
Well, because I had a brief amount of time on the internet yesterday, and I was trying to catch up on over three weeks worth of shit. But literally, my internet feed just exploded at one point. I even laughed because I have Romo as a friend on my Facebook, and he's like, whatever you do, don't spoil anything. If you spoil, I will unfriend you right now. I'm like, what? And then it's like, the new doctor announced, the new doctor announced, the new doctor announced. Like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why they ruined it. Because,
I know.
Okay, maybe this is me because I was a honky over here in America when I was watching it. But we didn't hear who the new doctor was. We saw it. It's like, okay, we know who it is because we're looking at him on the screen right now. Okay, cool. His name is in the credits. That is the most that we knew. And for fuck's sake, he isn't going to change characters for 6 months. Why do we need to know this now? I don't give a shit who it is. I just want to know, okay, this is the date. You turn in, you watch this. Yay, whatever. And here's the new guy. It'll be right at the end, like it always is.
Yeah, see, I think. And that's one thing. It's like, why spoil, you know, who the new doctor is going to be? Especially this far out. It's like, if you're going to spoil it, you know, wait till like the month before, and then people sit there and on just like the edge of their seat going, wait, you know, not this, you know, preemptive making you a twist and turn bullshit.
I think I know why they did it, though. Because, and it's the same thing we chuckle about with wrestling, is the moment that the WWE or somebody files a trademark, you know what's going to happen like several months down the road. They're always filing a trademark for a new character or whatnot. Or a lady I work with who's actually going to the gathering tonight follows ICP, and they're all, and they had acquired a new guy, but then like 2 days later they were copywriting a name. Well, gee, lo and behold, that's the guy's name, you know, 2 months later. It's the internet has ruined everything. All it would take is some little jackass walking by filming, knowing it's Doctor Who, and not recognizing the main character.
Or
it's ruined.
Someone on the set.
Someone
sitting on the set going, you know, I need a bigger paycheck.
Yep. Well, most likely what it was is, I'm sure you'll find out that they're getting ready to start filming the other half pretty soon. So this was likely preemptive damage control. Because if you know the doctor's going to die in the first half, then you know for a fact, if they haven't said anything on who the new person is, all you got to do is wait for the snapshots of the first days of filming, and you'll have your answer. So, in that way, they kind of had to announce it.
Well,
I don't like it, but they had to.
And they've been all hush-hush about, who the new doctor is. But you notice that, you know, the David Tennant, you know, meeting with Matt Smith's doctor, you know, the 50th anniversary special episode, there's not a fucking word about it. Nothing. There's no one knows anything about it. But, oh God, we now know who the 12th doctor is.
And it's an old fuck. Whatever happened to going younger? He's got to be the same age at least as Troughton. I mean, he's white-haired person, and he looks old. So we'll have Hartnell, Troughton, and Pertwee. From then up until Smith, it's all been younger people. Why the fuck are we jumping into an old guy again? That makes no sense. It almost makes more sense that as he lived, kind of like the Merlin effect. The older he lives, the younger he looks. And that would have been fine. But it's like, what? Now, this makes absolutely no sense, because everybody who's a young whippersnapper and watching it now is used to a young dude. And there's a reason. Young dudes are hot, so they get people to tune in. I don't really see, no, okay, fuck it, we're on Pride 48, who cares? I don't see the sex appeal of this guy. And you know, that's got to be part of their marketing, especially with Tennant and Smith, and, well, certainly Eccleston.
Hold on. Smith, while he's gotten a little bit better looking as he's gotten a bit older, is not a good looking man. He really isn't.
He's better looking than a lot of people. And, I'm not talking completely physical looks, but also his mannerisms, his character is very alluring. Because he's more childish, but he has a wisdom to him. His character does.
Yeah.
It's more like Tom Baker, when Tom Baker used to joke around. There were a lot of times, he was just joking around. You could tell there were times, though, when he was trying to cover up something. He was trying to cover up a reaction, and you get that more and more from Smith. So you didn't get so much in Tennant. Tennant was more of a pendulum. Tennant was fairly good looking, but he swung. I mean, there was really no gray ground with him. He was Mr. Nice Guy until he got fed up, and then he killed everyone. So.
Yeah.
I can't really say. Eccleston's hot. I'm sorry. But Eccleston was really dark, too. He was almost a perfect balance. Because he was kind of the anti-hero that people kind of don't mind cheering for.
He was kind of the Batman of the Doctors.
Yeah, he was the guy that you don't mind cheering for just because you know in some strange, weird way he's good. And he doesn't look ugly. I mean, he's not a typical villain or a bat or an anti-hero where he doesn't at least have semi-good looks.
So, yeah.
He's pleasing to the eye. In other words, this guy really kind of looks like a derp. He does! They had a thing where they had for the doctors, what did you think of, you know, for Eccleston, Tennant, and Smith. And it was okay. And they're, you know, they had pretty, you know, normal interview faces. And this guy was like, like, Jesus Christ, no. No, please. I'll regenerate him myself.
Like he was reaching way back into the Troughton era and going, let's be goofy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I hope we don't. The Doctor is so... Okay, if anybody ever listens to this crap, the Doctor now, and especially because of how it's written, back in the day, until McCoy, things were an hour and a half to 2 hours long. Now they're 90 minutes if they're a two-parter. But there are very few two-parters. So,
yeah.
It's nice. It's much, much better written than the original. Far better written than the original. Because the original knew it had an hour and a half to 2 hour block. It had to fill. So, while there were and Douglas Adams, bless his heart, even he, on the couple that he did, you could see where he was like, fuck me, I've got 10 more minutes I gotta fill. And he just threw random shit in there.
So but they were Douglas Adams.
Well, that was everybody, though. That was everybody, yeah. Because they knew that I pity the person who had to write the War Games. Jesus Christ, that thing's like 7 hours long. But
yeah.
And I mean, you want to talk about filler. That thing is filler from almost A to Z. There are some good parts.
Yeah.
There's probably a decent hour and a half to 2 hour long episode in there. But they just, it was like they needed two episodes worth of film because the previous episode didn't get written, so they were like left without two episodes, so they just said fuck it all and wrote one monster episode.
Yeah, well, it's like...
I personally like it, but that's because I like a lot of the people in it. If it weren't for the people in it or even the story, that would have sucked so much ass. It really would have.
It's like Trial of the Time Lord. That runs for, what, 4 hours, and that's nothing but like an entire recap from Hartnell to current?
That's the one with the Valyard. That's 4.5, about 5.5 hours. Because I think the first three that are the actual trial are three episodes. Ultimate Foe at the end is two. And the Ultimate Foe works perfectly. It's about an hour long, but it's actually pretty good. So, but yeah, I really don't want them to. Unless this guy plays the part like the other Doctor, the Christmas special, where he was a little bit older, but he still had the character that the new Doctors had. He wasn't joking so much. If he has that mindset, like a John Pertwee mindset, or even early Hartnell, those mindsets wouldn't be bad with the new Doctor Who. But... yeah, if they're trying to go Patrick Troughton, that humor won't work now. The reason his humor worked was because look at the sets that he used. It was very blatantly obvious.
Look at the haircut he had. Come on.
Yeah, he had a Mo Howard haircut. I mean, it's things were so different at that time that you had to be goofy because everything around you looked like shit. You had to somehow believably sell that this was going on. Even, I mean, people laugh about seeing the strings on Star Trek. You didn't need to see the strings on Doctor Who, okay? They were that shitty. I'm really surprised that you can't go back in the past and see, like, strings or something from the TARDIS console moving. But, and I'm not in any way saying that the old Doctor Who was shit in itself. The idea is still, to this day, unheard of that you can have one character be portrayed by multiple people and get away with it. There's so many people, and soap operas especially are bad about this, where somebody will have an accident or choke on their wiener or something, and they have to emergency get another actor. And then everybody assumes that this new guy was... Yeah, and everybody just rolls with it, even though the guy could be completely opposite in looks and character and everything from the other guy. You're just supposed to swallow it and accept it. Doctor Who, they did it intentionally. And that's why the show's gone on so long. If they tried the soap opera approach, where, well, Hartnell's sick, he can't really do it. Oh, hey, here's Patrick Troughton for no real reason whatsoever. That show would have been canceled so fast. But because of how they did it, is the only reason it's still around. The other thing I don't like about this, and I know part of me, ever since I saw the end of it, knew what was going to happen, but it looks like John Hurt's going to be a one-trick pony. And that is so sad. He's going to come in, they're going to do the first episode, they're going to do his little storyline, and we'll probably never see him again. Even though that is probably one of the most unique twists ever in science fiction.
Well, what I'm honestly hoping is the 50th anniversary special, that they just don't play, you know, I know they're going to have John Hurt in there. And that's like the big hullabaloo, I guess.
I don't know, is he going to be, because the 50th anniversary is the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, see that? I would do better if he was like an early Master character where he could be the antagonist, but he didn't have to be active in the story.
Well, here's my thing is I'm sitting here thinking, you know, we've got this new Doctor that they've announced. Okay. And he's just be like the 12th or 13th or whatever the fuck he is. You know,
they're
kind of. Because of the introduction of John Hurt, it's kind of like, what the fuck are they doing?
Supposedly, they credit him as the 12th Doctor. That may all change in November, depending on what that show does.
Well, yeah, they're saying he's the 12th Doctor. It's like, okay, he's the 12th Doctor. Okay, so where does that put, you know, John Hurt? But my question is, okay, he's the 12th Doctor. All right, so... When he goes to regenerate, you know, or die, or you know, whatever the hell they're doing, because I really want to know how they're gonna fucking they've kind of ripped themselves into a corner involving John Hurt. They've really done that badly. And if John Hurt is the actual 9th Doctor, okay, that makes Matt Smith the actual 12th. So this new guy's 13th. So maybe the new guy is the Valiard? I don't know.
The way that the Master introduced the Valiard was an amalgamation in between his 12th and final incarnation. So given that, Time Lords have 13 lives.
Yeah.
If we assume that John Hurt is Paul McGain, or whatever the fuck his name was, number 8, he's a really rapidly aged 8, then this guy is number 12.
Yeah.
But we don't know that. The Valiard was supposed to be an amalgamation, a.k.a. his own separate entity from the Doctor.
Yeah, a failed regeneration.
So I wonder if the time, if whatever the hell we're calling John Hurt.
Yeah.
If he is the moment, if the Time War and his actions in it are the moment that the split occurs, and that's why he's not the Doctor. That is because he isn't physically the same person. That event split him between McGann, Eccleston, whatever, and then this. It was almost like a purge.
Well, we've known that the entire time the Doctor is an alias. An alias chosen by the Doctor. Kind of like the Master was chosen by the Master. And we know that we kind of know what the Master's real name is, but they've never really said it out loud.
It's in a couple of books. It begins with a K. I could look it up, like, honestly.
It's like Koshi or something like that.
Yeah, I'll look it up quick. I think that might be it, though.
Okay, and we know that, you know, John Hurt's Doctor did what he did in the name of sanity and whatnot, and he's the Doctor that broke the oath and whatnot, okay.
AKA most likely the Time War Doctor.
Yeah.
Most likely, okay. That's all we have to work on right now.
Yeah. Okay, so, and he didn't do it in the name of the Doctor, so that can only mean that, you know, that can, in theory, mean... Because I'm going to use in theory here. That can in theory mean that, you know, he did it in the Doctor's real name, which could have all sorts of ramifications. Which would also explain, you know, like the whole Medusa, you know, name is burnt in the stars and the Cascade of Medusa, you know, so on and so forth. You know, the Doctor used his real name to commit, you know, do what he did to end the Time War, so on and so forth. I'm just hoping, honestly, that they aren't going to, like, write out Paul McGann, you know. That's kind of what I'm sitting here going, is like, God, please don't write out Paul McGann. We know he's the Eighth Doctor. That is confirmed, but they've really written themselves into a corner, but we've seen them write themselves into a corner before with the astronaut,
right.
And the Day of the Moon. You know, we've seen them write themselves into a corner and get out of it. You know,
and that's another reason I like this new Doctor Who, is because old Doctor Who, with some exceptions, would just blow it off.
Yeah.
This one knows the fans now, knows that they're going to go on the net, so they purposely close it up. They are doing a decent job of closing all the loopholes. There's always going to be some, but they are very good about taking out the more obvious ones. And it was Koshi.
Yeah. See, I actually knew that. I'm kind of terrified of myself. I actually knew what the Master's real name was. Well, I'm sure that's not pronounced right remotely, but it's like...
K-O-S-C-H-E-I, so that's
it,
close enough, so, given that spelling.
Yeah. So... I mean, you know, so, okay, that's the Master's real name, and he chose the Master, so, you know, whatever the Doctor's real name is, you know, he used that in the Time War, which would make sense, but then it's kind of like, okay, it still doesn't explain how the fuck John Hurt fits in. And if John Hurt is supposed to be the actual Ninth Doctor, okay, that would make Matt Smith 12th Doctor, okay, so when he goes to regenerate into the 13th, Doctor, which they've just revealed, that would mean we better be seeing some fucking Valyard.
Well,
and that's actually who this guy could be.
Well, he almost has to be. He almost has to be.
I mean, because, and that would actually make sense. You know, he's a Valyard. Okay, so. We get, like, what, a season of, you know, the Evil Doctor?
That'd be nice. Well, and there's also a thing that can be said that the doctor we've been following could be the Valyard, especially when you look at A Good Man Goes to War.
Yeah.
Smith literally snaps.
Yeah.
And he even acknowledges that he's changed. So
yeah,
maybe it's not so much the doctor and or John Hurt, but maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe they fit. Maybe somehow they just kind of, like I said, maybe they purge, and instead of being one entity, they just kind of split off.
Well, maybe, and what they'll do is they'll try to write the Valyard as more of a sympathetic character. I mean, he's fucking evil and whatnot, but more as a sympathetic, as in he came about, you know, because of what he had to do. So that kind of, that twisted him, you know, so he does what he believes to be right, you know, which, you know, instills a certain amount of, you know, egomania and megalomania, which we've kind of seen with Matt Smith, okay. He does have a bit of an egomaniacal streak. So, you know, the pieces are there, but the grand picture is kind of still fuzzy.
Yeah. Well, I really hope, and this is, I'm a fan. I'm never going to say I'm not a fan. I really hope they don't fuck up John Hurt and just have him be a 50th anniversary character. Because,
well, he might be just a one-off character, but
well,
he might be a one-off character that has a deep impact on the entire series. I mean,
yeah, but
look at what they did with River Song.
Okay, now that I could handle. If he came in, but it wasn't every episode, but it's just like two or three scattered over time, and then in between we learn more about him. So the next time he shows up, maybe they interact differently, because
yeah,
now more is learned about him. One thing I was thinking about when whatever the hell the last one is, when the Great Intelligence is talking about the fight on Trenzalore, he does refer to the doctor as the old man. Now, okay, he's 1,000 years old or something. So,
he's
he is old.
1500.
But what if he meant John Hurt, who is physically an old man? And that would explain why he's still there. And maybe he didn't die, or maybe he's an echo, but that would explain why he was still there. If he was actually the doctor, and that was Trenzalore, he should never have existed there. Or maybe he is the Valyard, and befret a purpose, he just chooses to be a hermit at his other self's own tomb.
Yeah.
There's just so many questions to this. I don't care if it's a 90-minute episode or a 2-hour episode. There is way too much in this character. Way more than can be explained in one episode. Even if we followed just him, it would be like a 2 or 3 episode thing. So they really need to be careful how. And this is John Hurt. I don't think he'd mind being in a couple of Doctor Who episodes. Okay,
no.
I really don't think that would bother him at all. I just hope that they don't rush him, because if they rush him, this new guy could end up being the last Doctor, because they could conceivably screw it up so bad that the rest of that season would be trying to make up for that mistake. I don't know. I hope not, but I just really... John Hurt is such a respected actor that to get him for this role, and there are people who honestly, if he hadn't been the doctor, in the end, if they hadn't had a doctor character and they were like, okay, new doctor, and they looked at older people, you know, like I said, most of them, all of them from Davidson on have been younger. So say somebody leaks, well, this guy may be an older character. He, if he wasn't the doctor, would have been not on the short list, but would have been on the list for people to play that.
Yeah.
Given that knowledge and the fact that he technically is that character now.
Yeah.
I know, I'm repeating myself, but just the fact that they might throw away one of the greatest twists in science fiction history on one episode, that's almost mind-boggling. Why would they do that?
Yeah.
Especially with a show not continuously, well, at least not on TV, but has a 50-year history. Why would they shoot their load in one episode? Come on. Newer people, newer audience, newer way to write episodes. I understand that.
Yeah.
Make it a 3-part episode then. For fuck's sake, you got some in the archives that are 12 or 15 episodes. I don't think anybody's going to mind a 2 or 3 episode arc. I really don't.
Yeah. No. And like I said, you know, if they kind of do a River Song kind of thing and they extend it out over, you know, a season or two.
Yeah, you know. I mean, River Song has become such an amazing character because she is not always there. When she is there, there's a reason she's there. It would be nice for this doctor to have that same privilege, to not be thrown away, but to come in at times, maybe help out the doctor, maybe help out his enemies. Because he's not a fan of the doctors willing to do anything to save it. He's a fan of what will stop the insanity. What do I need to do to finally end this? Like I was reading, Koshi, the Master, was basically that character. He was an anti-hero. He would save the day, but he wouldn't be adverse to bending
getting
and
his
not
hands
breaking.
Right.
Yeah. He wasn't immune to being a bastard when he needed to be. So.
Yeah.
Well, I know what this is going to be titled.
Yeah.
If you don't like Doctor Who, skip this episode.
Yeah. What time is it, Don?
47. We've got about 10 minutes we can go yet. So.
Okay.
I didn't eat beforehand, so I want to eat something here.
Well, yeah. And that's a... I'm just, you know, I'm sitting here on the cell phone outside, soaking up some sun, watching my flesh burn. Oh,
well, what are you trying to do? Are you getting ready to go cosplay some bacon somewhere?
Well, I mean, it is a thought at times. You know, it's like I might get more fans that way.
You know, we went up to the candy barn up in Jordan, and they had, and my dad was looking for it. They had a 5-pound Hershey bar.
Oh, Jesus.
The thing was like 3 feet long by like a foot and a half high.
Yeah.
It was about the thickness of one of those Hershey Kisses that you have to take like a chainsaw to get open. It was like $25.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like $25.
Oh, yeah. Well, what was it? When I had my little British visitor out here, he brought with him from Switzerland, a big fucking candy bar.
Oh, Swiss chocolate is amazing. I've
Swiss
had that
chocolate.
Before.
Yeah, Swiss chocolate, and it was a big fucking candy bar. Like, it was 2 feet by a foot, and just, you know, a couple inches thick. It's like, Jesus! There's still chunks of it to sit in the freezer. And it's over a year later.
Well, the reason I brought that up is they sell bacon products.
Yeah.
And we're talking, like, bacon soda bacon chapstick, bacon ice cream.
Yeah, the bacon craze is. We need a bacon vaccine, okay?
Yeah, we do.
That's the silent killer.
No, it's not silent. Not when you see how much of it there is around. But yeah. One of the things the only thing that even remotely I might have been able to try was a gumball, a bacon flavored gumball. It's less ew than some of the shit. But if I had to try anything, that would be the one that I'd probably shrug and say, I mean, come on, we've had various flavored gumballs before. That's at least a bacon-flavored gumball is a little more plausible to have existed anyway than fucking chapstick.
Yeah. Chapstick's a little... That's way over the line.
Yeah, the bacon craze is alive and well in the candy barn. So... But...
It's like, okay, I'm actually losing weight, so I can't exactly say I'm a fat guy per se anymore. I'm trimming down bit by bit. But I really do hate the Food Network for starting this bacon craze bullshit.
Yeah.
Because, to be frank, they fucked up my maple bars.
Oh, yes. I've seen, bacon candy bars and stuff like that. I've seen those. They sell those
Not a bacon candy bar. You know what a maple bar is, right?
I've heard of one. I don't think I've ever had one.
Basically, okay. You create your donut in a sub-like form. You know, stretched out, kind of flattened. Yeah, and then you put maple frosting on it. That's a maple bar.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound too bad.
It's delicious, and it's like for me and when my grandfather was alive, you wanted to see us move and do something real fast. You offer us a couple of maple bars, and the Food Network fucked up maple bars because someone, I'm not sure who, decided, oh, we're going to make some bacon maple bars, because bacon goes with maple, because God knows why. Oh, wait, because it's kind of breakfasty. We're going to make you fatter than you already fucking were.
They're not thinking maple, they're thinking maple syrup.
Yeah, well, it's the same taste, basically.
Well, yeah, but that's why the bacon thing is part of that, is because of maple syrup. So.
Yeah.
That just doesn't sound good, though.
I blame the Food Network for causing this bacon craze, because now everyone is putting bacon on anything. And I like bacon. I can't exactly say I'm a fan of bacon, but I like bacon. And I don't need bacon on everything. I don't need a bacon cheeseburger. I don't need a bacon maple bar. I absolutely do not fucking need a bacon Tootsie Roll Pop.
No, I've seen those. Now, bacon cheeseburgers are good. I will defend bacon cheeseburgers. They're not healthy, but a bacon cheeseburger I can see. Okay,
yeah,
those have been around for a long time. But
yeah, keep your bacon on your burgers and on your, breakfast platters. Everything else.
Keep your bacon on actual food. Don't make it into a product it was never meant to be.
Bacon vodka. Ooh. Oh, God,
yep,
that's
there
nasty.
Is some.
I have had bacon vodka. To be quite frank, bacon vodka made me want to punch an entire maternity ward of children.
Oh, one thing... we're going to have to close it out here in a minute. Speaking of being violent to children, our friend To the Ranting Griffin, he has breathed life into his YouTube channel by doing gameplays.
Oh, God.
With DJ Ear. Is some of the funniest stuff you will. In fact, the last one they posted 4 days ago was Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, God.
I have never seen this game before.
That is from the N64 era.
It was quite interesting. And then they've got a game called Hell Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't
Hell
know.
Yeah.
It's a Sonic or a Sega game, I think, but it's on Steam now. Oh, my God. Watching them play that was amazing. Because things, I mean, this is not a PG, this is not a PC game, okay? Shit is flying, blood is splattering, hitting the screen and sliding off of it. This thing is a prepubescent wet dream, because it is like watching an 80s cartoon where shit just blows up for the sake of blowing up. It is fun, though, and they're at part one on both of them, and they're doing, they're like 27-minute shows,
yeah.
And then they've done Bionic Commando, which I just couldn't get into. They did Super Metroid 3, and for some reason, 2 did Barbie. I haven't watched that one yet. And then Kirby. They did Kirby, which was a whole nother fun show in itself.
But the blowjob
if
joke,
you get,
I can
like,
imagine.
If you get to a library, if you get a connection. Oh, yeah. If you get somewhere that you that you can watch YouTube, you have to watch some of these. There's like 10 or 11 of them. But they are just so much fun. And
yeah.
Glove and Boots has released an outtake reel.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God, is that thing funny.
Yeah. I fully admit, whenever I try to access the internet, my priorities are trying to check the news, geek, normal, weird, funny, you know, all the fun stuff of life. And then I start going to the extracurricular stuff.
Well, now you
know,
have
videos,
some...
movies.
Yeah.
I am solely worked on converting.
Yeah, now you have some extracurricular stuff to look at because you will really enjoy them.
Yeah. And everyone else out there who, you know, may hear this, you know, they're just going to go look up To the Ranting Griffins.
Yes.
One of the funniest gay men we know of.
And he is supposedly going to start ranting again.
Oh, dear.
He's got one of My Little Ponies, PETA, and another one that I hadn't heard before. But he does have 3 within the past year fresh rants, and they are pretty good. So, but yeah, I need to close out because I still need to eat, and I need to get on the phone to Polaroid so I can see about getting a replacement for my tablet and hopefully get it here before I have to go to Vegas. I mean, otherwise, my dad will bring his laptop. I'd rather have something of my own. So, okay.
Yeah.
So,
well, it has been fun. It's good to be back on the net in some fashion. Hopefully, anyone who comes across this, send all checks to Raving Rendell or cash deposits. That'd be good.
finiteexposure@gmail. Well, do we have a Finite Exposure PayPal yet?
No.
No, we don't. Okay, so... oh, fuck me. Now I got to spell my email address. SPEYEDERFARINA@gmail.com for donations. I think we've got a donate button.
Get me back online.
I think we... yeah. Well, and we need to, quick little bit, as long as we're talking about the web, we need to get Not Our Fucking Problem up and running.
Yes, that is our other little side venture that we've kind of run tag with me being offline. Any donations currently, you know, can help get me back online and get me back up and running. And there's a strange dog coming this way. What the fuck?
Well,
time to go in.
Yeah. I'm gonna set up a separate directory for the WordPress blog so we can have a website and a blog if we want it.
Yeah.
So, because it's a production company, we really should. So.
Yeah.
But okay, so this is Finite Exposure, and yay, our show didn't suck balls like it did last week.
Yeah.
Wow, that show was one huge outtake reel. That thing was so bad. But okay, we will talk to you. Just drop me a Facebook or an email whenever you learn more about your thing, and then, because I'm usually doing chaotic ravings myself, but they are interested in what's going on, so that way I can inform everybody.
I was actually expecting you to call yesterday, but it's like, well, what the fuck? Anyway,
you forgot
to use the toilet really badly.
You forgot your phone is what happened. Okay, we'll talk to you next week.
Yep. Peace, everyone.
It's a beautiful night out there, isn't it, boys and girls? I haven't seen a night quite like this in 100 years. In fact, this is no night to be inside. Let's turn off our radios. Go out.